I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
They are so good. I can't believe it.
That's Jana talking about the pasties at the first ever Iron Range Pasty Festival, which was held in Mountain Iron on a cold, wet Saturday afternoon. If you're not familiar with pasties, they are meat and vegetable pies which are often associated with Cornish miners. They're hugely popular in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and on our own Mesabi Iron Range. I asked Jana, who is one of the pasty cooks, to tell me more about the festival.
I'm on the board of the Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability, and for years we've been talking about doing some kind of pasty festival, but we could never figure out exactly what would be best. So we finally decided to make pasties out of all locally grown and raised ingredients. This is an amazing turnout. We've been selling pasties now for about 10 minutes, and it looks like we've gone through several hundred already. So I think we're going to run out momentarily.
So what all is in the pasty? If somebody's not really familiar with them, what is in them?
Well, in our pasties, we have ground beef and ground pork that were raised locally. We have onions, rutabagas, beautiful German butterball potatoes. These potatoes are so gorgeous. And carrots. And fresh thyme, which seems to be one of the key ingredients to an extremely delicious pasty. So I was telling these guys, we spent hours stripping thyme leaves from fresh thyme plants. So you better enjoy these pasties. And for a topping of these of our pasties, we have locally made ketchup, we have locally made gravy from a wonderful local caterer, and locally made butter from Dahl's Dairy in Babbitt. So we are as local as you can get.
I talked with another volunteer about the pasties. So how many pasties do you have here today?
We made 834.
And how many people?
There were about a dozen of us over the course of two weekends. And we made 834 pasties, and we have 20 gluten-free with meat and 12 gluten-free vegetarian. So we tried to please everyone, but we don't have any without rutabagas or without onions. So they're good. We sampled some burnt ones, and they're real good.
Now there was a lot to do besides eating pasties.
Well, we just opened the serving line for hot pasties, and there are people at the door coming in, buying tickets, buying frozen, and buying meals. The meal is pasty, slaw, and a beverage. And we are going to play green cheese at 7 tonight, and we are so excited about that. And I worked with Pam Brunfeld to put together the questions, so I have to keep my mouth shut because I'm... Sarah Softich and her band are playing music for us today. And when they're taking a break, we have a CD from John Berquist, who all the KAXC people remember John Berquist. He was a good friend of mine. And we have rutabaga bowling. And we have trophies for rutabaga bowling. We have Play-Doh pasty making for the kids. We have a taconite pellet scavenger hunt for the kids. What else do we have? We have raffle items and of People's Choice.
I found out more about the People's Choice Awards.
So I'm Dani Paradis, and I'm hosting the People's Choice Pasty Booth. That's where we're selling tickets for a buck a piece. And what people are doing is they're voting for their favorite local pasty maker. Usually there's restaurants and delis. And then they also have a chance to win one of four raffle items. So there's a local painting, also some local foods that they could win. And yeah, we're just happy that people are supporting the Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability, doing all the good work for the range.
There were also drawings for prizes.
Hi, my name's Keith. This is my wife, Emma. Yeah, so we have a drawing every half hour, just a random drawing. So if you put your name on this little sheet of paper, you get your name in to draw. We have 10 prizes that you can pick from, whichever one you want. And then if you put your email down, we're going to send you the IRPS quarterly newsletter for free. So
what kind of things do you have for prizes here?
Oh, we got a couple pasty kits with fresh vegetables, carrots, potatoes, rutabagas, onions, and then we have some different baskets, t-shirts, sweatshirts, some stuff for kids down at the end there, and cooking stuff, so a whole bunch of different things.
And there was an opportunity for the more artistically inclined.
I'm Tony Nemenick. I'm from Eveleth, and I'm here at the Rutabaga Head Contest table. People have decorated rutabaga. Is it rutabagas? to look like either themselves or other people, whether it's their family or friends or just in their imagination. Right now, we have five heads on the table. Three of them are the Peterson family, and the other two may be a two-person family.
But with all the fun, most people were here for the pasties, so I had to find out what they thought of them and ask the question that must be asked. Do they prefer ketchup or gravy with their pasty? Hey guys, how are the pasties?
They're excellent.
Great.
Very good. Ketchup or gravy?
Half and half.
Okay.
Yeah, I did the ketchup and butter. Why not?
Okay. Well, so what do you think of the pasties? How are they?
Good.
Very good.
Very good.
So are you a believer in ketchup or gravy on them?
I usually eat ketchup, but I tried the gravy, but I got a little ketchup too, so I have both.
Okay. Ketchup?
Yep. They're just great.
What do you think?
Real good, yeah. Plenty of meat in the pasty. Okay. Excellent.
And are you friends of ketchup or gravy? I know that's sort of like a debate here.
I'm a fan of both.
Me too. Plenty of gravy, plenty of ketchup. In fact, I couldn't have eaten a pasty without ketchup.
The festival was hosted by the Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability. I talked with Kristen Foster, one of the founding members.
The Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability is all about thriving where we live right here, economically, environmentally, and in terms of the quality of community that people live in and can raise their children in. So now for the first time, we are inviting people to actually become partners in that, partners in sustainability. And they can do that quite easily with like a $5 a month donation. We're really excited to launch it today because this Pasty Festival represents so much that is good about the Iron Range. It represents our resilience, it represents our ancestry, our ability to come together, our ability to grow our own food, and pass on the wisdom and deliciousness of one generation to another.
Good, locally produced food, music, and fun activities for the entire family at the Iron Range Pasty Festival in Mountain Iron. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.